Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price Wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Hello, this is Chuck Palmer, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
Hey, guys, this is Dave Agar, and you are listening to Variety Radio Online.
This is Michelle with Variety Radio Online, and I'm very excited today to be talking about War Story, and I have with me the music composers Chuck Palmer and Dave Agar.
Hey, Michelle,
welcome,
how
guys.
Are you?
Good, thanks. Good. So, first of all, I'd love to talk a little bit about the movie. Can you tell me about the movie and what drew you to this movie in particular, War Story?
This is Dave here. This is a really incredible movie by the director, Mark Jackson, and I've had the incredible opportunity to work on four movies of his from back when he was first starting. And what was so incredible about this film was from the very first time we watched it, we saw the incredible potential for music to be almost an additional actor in the film. There's so little talking in the film, and there's so much room for the music to take on its own emotional characterization that it was really exciting for us to kind of look at all the variety with which we could develop a character for the music of the film. So that was initially for us.
As you came on board, did they kind of talk to you about what they already had songs ready and things for you to kind of go in and kind of go, or did you completely start from scratch?
Yeah, this is Chuck here. Yeah, we actually started from scratch. They said it was really exciting for us because we worked in tandem with Mark Jackson, the director, as well as the editor, Kate Abernathy, and we just began. We saw a rough cut of the film, and then we just began sort of supplying them with different sort of colors and musical identities and just little ideas, sometimes fully realized and sometimes just sketches. And then they were, you know, giving us feedback throughout their editing process. And so it was a real collaboration sort of during the making of the film, as opposed to sometimes traditionally having a film fully edited. Delivered to the composers and to say, oh, here you go, make the music to this thing, this is finished. So it was a lot of fun to work as it came to fruition.
Yeah. You know what was really fun also, Dave, here, was that we were able to try, because we worked for such a long time, we worked for about 10 months on it with many different cuts of the film, we were able to really refine the emotional detail of each musical cue and try, we had the rare opportunity that doesn't happen very often, to try things and then cut them and then come back and try other things. Often with music, it comes so late in the process that you kind of have to do it really quickly. And in this case, we were so proud when we saw the film at Sundance of just all the depth that we were able to find in the music, because Mark is such a meticulous director that we were able to retouch on the signature scene so many times to get closer and closer and closer to the emotional direction that we wanted to find with the score. I should also mention that our third composer, Amy Lee, is not with us today because we're in Oregon and she's in New York with her new baby, Jack, who was just born. Some of you listeners may well know Amy Lee. She is the front person and composer for the band Evanescence, which is a very famous rock band. And she was with us through the whole process. And one of the things that was so fun about the music is the dimension of the music is very broad, because it includes everything from classical cello pieces to songs that we worked on with her that sound like Bjork, to brand new rock songs, to all sorts of stuff like that. So it was a really fun process to be able to have so much variety in a film like this as well.
What, as composers, do you feel like was maybe your biggest challenge with this project?
It's a very subtle film. It's not like an action film. Nothing in the film
requires, there's a term called music visualization, and what music visualization is in film or dance is the idea that music basically copies and exaggerates exactly what the emotion is in picture or on the dance. This is a film that's very different in that the music often comments or juxtaposes against what's going on the screen. So the most challenging part was that nothing was by the book. There wasn't a single scene in the film that was like, it's an action cube, let's make action music. It was really the initial process of really trying to find a sound world unique to this particular film, for me, was part of the challenge. Chuck, what do you think about that topic?
Yeah, I agree. I think you kind of hit it right on the head, just in the sense that going back and forth, it was a very subtle process as well. Sometimes something wouldn't be working, but it wasn't. We didn't have a lot of clear direction as to what might work. We just knew that this didn't work, and so there were, obviously many different options and sort of roads that we could kind of go down. So we ended up probably making enough music to score maybe
seven or eight films,
which is awesome for us too, because we're writing more music, and sometimes we get closer and closer and closer until finally something would work, for the director and for the editor. We wouldn't always know exactly why that happened or what we did to make that happen, but we would just be happy that it happened.
One of the things that's amazing about working with Mark as a director is that he works with composers the same way he works with actors, in that, like, a lot of times when we were getting to the final version of a scene that we had sort of been chipping away at for many months, he would actually bring us into play and then direct us to taking a more risky approach. And I really appreciated that. It really was such a satisfying process because we really got to create dimension and depth. And I've enjoyed that in every film I've worked on with Mark. It's neat to watch something at the end of the process and feel like it's greater than what you could have done on your own. And I really feel like in this process, when we watched it at Sundance, I was so proud of the work we did at, because without the team of me, Chuck and Amy and Mark and Kate, I really doubt that this could have been anything that any one of us could have done on our own. And really, we were really proud of the work that happened. So, yeah.
I when I talk to different groups who have done indie films and independent films and things that are happening, there are always a budget constraint or location restraint, time frame restraint. It didn't sound like you had as much of the time frame restraint, but because of budget, was there any restraints that you had to work around, or not having access to, say, a particular person, instrument that you thought would fit?
Well, you know what was cool about the project was that right at the beginning, because Mark brought us so early, we really entered the project right after shooting had finished. Started with the idea of kind of how to work within the budget and within the constraints that were possible and yet make something very artistic. One of the techniques that Chuck and I have been using in writing for film is to start out by giving the directors a pretty enormous sort of drop box of many, many, many styles of music, because we really want every film that we score to have its own very unique sound. And by doing that, we really avoid making a lot of stuff that hits the cutting room floor, because we really, want the directors to say, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, I love only these three things. And then we can kind of hone in on the style. I felt like with this project, I think we were able to meet all of our challenges. I think, as with anything independent, the constraints were more around, it would have, of course, been amazing to just lock ourselves in a huge studio for 2 months and do it, and instead we're trying to doing it in our home studios and piecing it together and rushing over to Amy's house and rushing over to Jeff's house.
We'll be on tour traveling internationally and have an enormous fire pass put out while we're searching for Wi-Fi.
We had an amazing moment during the mix where there was some cues that had some problems that needed to be fixed, and we were actually on Skype at the Jamaica Zoo in Kingston, Jamaica, because we were at Kingston on tour, like desperately trying to send these things because it was the only place that had Wi-Fi. Someone literally sitting next to an elephant in a zoo and like sort of having this argument on the phone about, no, it's this version of the cue. No, wait, I already said that one. But film, every independent film is an amazing journey, and there's always some drama along the way. And as I said, I think with Mark's films, what's amazing is just he really challenges people to reach that next level. And so it's,
it's really it's always a lot of fun. So we have fun in the process, you know.
That's the way I think anything for life should be, and we don't often to remember that with our jobs to stop and try to enjoy things. Now, I would love to hear from both of you what your background was and what made you choose to work on composing and doing scores for movies, because that's a whole different approach for a musician, and so I'd love to hear kind of where you evolved to where you are now.
Yeah, this is Chuck. I think for me it sort of began as I began to focus on some more like instrumental music. I started up as a percussionist and a drum set player. I was always playing a lot of bands and whatnot. And then as I began producing, and frankly, as I started working with Dave, and I produced two of his most recent records, and a lot of the stuff that he and I began to make together had a cinematic quality for me, and I ended up sort of approaching rhythm and just sort of like a longer structure in the way that I began to think about what I was composing and sort of the way things move over longer periods of time. I've also gotten really into doing sound design. I've been incorporating a lot of sort of sound recordings into different stuff that I've been making, and I just have been learning about and been really excited about how to sort of channel the emotional energy of a space, into music and just, you know, how, you know, music's always been a visual process for me. I come from a family of visual artists, and so the whole sort of synesthesia can sometimes applies to me, where I see images and see colors, like within music. And so within film, it's been incredibly gratifying to begin work in this medium, for those reasons, to sort of have the visual linked with what I'm creating on a sonic level. So it's been sort of a natural process, and I'm really excited to do more. It's really, really fun. Dave here. Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm a cellist, and I grew up playing classical cello. And I've always found it so fun. One of the things that Chuck and I do a lot together that's really fun is we'll layer up cellos, and most of the score to War Story is a really interesting collage where we might have like 30 or 40 tracks of layered cellos mixed with programming. But we used, actually, which was really fun, a Buchla synthesizer, which was one of the original synthesizers made in the 60s from my friend Sam Pluta, got us into Columbia University's electronic music lab, and so we actually worked on the third or fourth synthesizer ever made in history, second synthesizer ever made, because we really wanted to get these unique drones. So I love working in film because it's so much fun to compose for something, and it's so much fun to have a story to compose for. In music, and Amy, I think, felt the same way. She's had such an incredible career with Evanescence. But for all of us, we have to, in music, often put out records that are all about us and brand ourselves and who are you and what are you about. And it's so fun with film to be actually writing for someone else's story. And it's not about selling yourself. It's really about working with a team to create really great music that tells a narrative. And as a result, in especially independent film music, you have an opportunity to be, I think, a lot more experimental than you can be in your own records. And we actually are putting out a record next week, August 25th, it comes out, of the soundtrack of War Story, as well as five or six songs that we made along the way that aren't in the film but were inspired by the film, which Amy, Chuck, and I are putting out, called Aftermath. And we're really excited about it because it really represents, like, the journey we went on with the film and, like, all these things that we made that without that story, we never would have kind of made this kind of music. So I love that film kind of pushes me as a composer to write things that I wouldn't normally write in my normal weird life as a musician.
Listening to you guys, it's been amazing to hear how I do believe that music can change the mood for anybody watching it. You can cry just because of the way they brought the music into the scene. And so kudos to you guys, because I know it takes emotions out of you guys to put those emotions into the music.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Thanks. You know, one of the things that's so awesome when you're scoring films is watching scenes to completely different music. And sometimes what we'll do when we're starting the process is we'll watch a scene, and just to cleanse our palate, we might watch a scene with a Mozart piece, and then with, like, Nas, and then with, like a hard rock band, and then with some jazz. And it's amazing. We actually just worked on this Jamaican film recently, which is called Destiny.
Destiny,
really cool romantic comedy. Jeremy Whitaker's film, and it was so fun to try the scenes with everything. We actually found in this Jamaican film that Mozart string quartets ended up being an amazing source, these Mozart string quartets that we had personally recorded, where we never thought that for a Jamaican film. So it's so fun to just see what different musics will bring out in a certain scene in a film. So I love to see that, you know. So,
very cool. Well, I truly appreciate you guys coming on and sharing with our listeners about how the music contributed to War Stories and brought it to life. Can you remind the listeners where they can get a hold, can they buy or download War Stories? And I appreciate your time.
Yes, I mean, War Stories is available throughout the internet. It's on iTunes, iPod. All these many, many different Netflix-type things. There are runs. It was distributed by IFC here in America. And so if you look online, there's quite a lot of runs coming up this August. I believe it's coming up in San Diego, opening next week, I believe, around the 28th. It just ran in Los Angeles, and I believe it's currently running in Santa Fe. And there's going to be some upcoming shows in Little Rock, Arkansas. Most of the places it's running at art cinemas, and usually for about a week. So I think that if you kind of search it, there should be quite a lot of information. But I do believe that through iTunes and everything, it's easy to see on the internet, and quite a few of our fans and friends have been checking it out there. So definitely check it out. It's a wonderful, very emotional film.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave, and thank you, Chuck.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.